This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. With more people getting the COVID-19 vaccine, hope is building for a return to normal. And while eventually all in-person restrictions will be lifted, one Carbondale nonprofit is taking a unique approach in keeping kids active while waiting for that day.
My name is Annie Webster, and I work for the Carbondale Park District, and we are working on our new programs that are called the Learning Tree.
You are using YouTube videos to get your message across. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So the way that it started was during the pandemic. I worked for Alice Wright Early Childhood Center, and we had to shut down, of course, like everyone else. And so we kind of started the videos to keep connected with our kids that were enrolled at Alice Wright. And we just wanted to provide some activities for people that were maybe, you know, not used to being home all the time with young children. So we wanted to give them some ideas and to just really let the kids know that we were still thinking about them and missing them. And so that's kind of where it started. And then our videos have just kind of progressed from there to more, you know, broader community, you know, involving the community more, and just doing some activities that we think are good for young children and things that they can do at home and watch along with us.
Even though it does involve people looking at a screen, which some health professionals say we get too much of anyway, really you are encouraging to get people to get up outside and do things, right?
Right. So that was kind of our goal. We know that, you know, children in particular have been staring at screens a lot during this time because of remote learning and being stuck in the house. So we try to do activities that, even though you might be watching us on the screen, you still are doing an art project or, you know, some kind of sensory activity. So they can really participate in an actual activity also. And we also try to highlight some of the areas around town, you know, our Evergreen Park or our nature preserves, and just encouraging people to get out and enjoy, you know, the beauty that's right around us here in Southern Illinois also.
Do you get any kind of feedback? Do people call you or comment and say, I love that one video, why don't you go to Oakland Preserve during the migration season? Do you get a lot of stuff like that?
Yeah, so that's also been really great. You know, I might produce the videos, but I definitely don't come up with all the ideas on my own. That's just been a collaboration between, you know, staff members or board members, or like you said, people in the community. And my daughter has a lot of friends that watch the videos too. And so I get feedback from them about, oh, Miss Annie, I don't like that music, or you should do this differently or that differently. So, yeah, we definitely try to take those things into consideration and produce things that people want to see.
Sure. And, of course, since you are in charge of producing it, that I assure it, your 7.5-hour, 8-hour workday probably gets a little more, but it's a labor of love, I'm sure, this extra dimension to your job, right?
Yeah, we've definitely enjoyed doing the videos. And then it's, like I said, it's been a new skill that I've learned. And, you know, so it's definitely a labor of love.
Sure. And do you think once things, and I'm going to use my air quotations, get back to normal, I'm assuming that these videos and reaching a new audience through technology, they're not going away, correct?
No, I hope not. I hope to continue to do them as long as we can. We're also going to start offering some more in-person programs, which I'm really excited about for young kids. Coming this March, we're going to start to do some art classes and some outdoor, you know, hiking and things that hopefully we can, you know, safely do with kids and their families, with masking and social distancing and stuff. So I am excited to get, you know, back around the children physically and hopefully do some activities where they can safely socialize with others and, you know, get out of the house and do things like that. But we definitely do intend on keeping the videos going too.
So you said every week there are two new videos, right?
Yeah, so we try to do a story video and also an activity video each week. So we kind of center around a monthly theme. Like this February, we were talking about love and family. And so we try to get those activities out twice a week. And then we've also been doing some take and make activities where we have kits available at the Life Center so people can pick those up and then have the supplies already on hand that they're going to need to do the video. So in March, we're going to be doing something with planting seeds. And so we'll have that information on the Carbondale Park District website. But, you know, that's something too where, okay, you can just go to the Life Center and pick up a little kit and it'll have everything you need, and then you can watch the video and participate.
And that was Annie Webster of the Carbondale Park District talking about the unique engagement videos that the district is producing. Two new videos every week. For more information how to watch the videos, visit either the website or the Facebook page of the Carbondale Park District. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.